Hillary, there you are.
Morning, John.
I wanted to have a word about... What are you doing?
Reading the papers for this big building case we're both involved in. Well, it starts tomorrow.
No, it starts tomorrow. Why are you reading the papers? This is a building case.
Well, there are 47 lever arch files of documents. Vince will want to know how much preparation I've done so he can charge the clients the right fees.
Sorry, I don't see the connection. This is a building case.
Morning, sir. Mr. Shaw.
Oh, Vince, thank goodness you're here. Hillary had started reading the papers in our case.
No.
I told him.
Sir, please, this is a building case.
I know. You still need to know how much preparation I've done to charge a fair fee.
Oh, Hillary, I should apologise. I genuinely didn't realise, Vince, you explained.
It's a building dispute worth 15 million quid. So, obviously, you do your small change calculation.
What?
Divide by 30. That gives you half a million quid. That's the amount that no one will mind giving to the barristers. Just looks like small change. And that's just your starting point for negotiating.
Yes, after that it gets quite complex. Vince can get it uplifted based on a range of factors.
What factors?
How accurate a client's accounting procedures are, where I take the senior partner every instructing solicitor's drinking, does he like redheads? It gets quite mathematical. But if you start reading the papers, well, it's going to distort things. Close up the file, and I think we can all overlook it this once.
No one ever reads the papers before a four-month building case. I mean, God, they're so bloody tedious. Nothing happens in the first couple of weeks. You can get your prep done then, if you like. Although I tend to take a good Julie Cooper with me.
Four court buildings? Yes? No. No!
Are you all right, Vince?
Yes, sir, that was instructing solicitors. Just telling me your opponent representing the architects is Vernon Ames, QC.
Ames?
Yes. And so you really mustn't, not this time.
I have no intention. Really, Vince, I've absolutely no feelings whatsoever about Vernon Ames, QC.
Have you been up against him before, John?
Yes, I've been against the conniving little git.
Mr. Trippin, you mustn't let him play the game.
What game?
The word game, the one they always play in building cases. Ames is, pretty good at it.
He is not good. He's incredibly bloody lucky, that's all he is. Unbelievably lucky, that's why he wins, because he's bloody lucky. But I'm not going to play.
What is the word game?
Well, the case itself is always so boring that the barristers liven it up by betting each other that they can't get a certain word or phrase into a question or speech. If the judge doesn't notice, you win.
How he managed to get the words kiss my verruca into a question about... the rear elevation dormer windows is positively dishonest. But I'm not going to play.
I'm only saying because you did lose a lot of money last night.
Look, I got four of the seven dwarves into that submission about the concrete screed flooring. Remember that. I'm not going to play.
Oh, come on, Ruth. You can make this call.
Welcome to the Claret Knights Introduction Agency. Attractive, like-minded introductions for attractive, like-minded people. If you've paid your £1,000 joining fee, press star to go to your date box. You have four responses from like-minded, attractive partners. To hear the first response, press...
Hi, Ruth, my name's Donnie. I'm 39, quite hunky, big bags of fun. Oh, and I work in PR.
Hi, Ruth, my name's Shane. I'm an unmarried single guy, really just looking for an uncomplicated relationship, preferably on a Thursday afternoon between...
I'm on the phone.
Sorry about that.
Can we go? It is our anniversary.
I'll call you in a bit, Ruth.
Paul's my name. I'm a bit of a nut, and I'm in the mad, bad world of public relations.
Oh, I said no one in PR.
Hi, Ruth. My name's Andy. I'm a chef.
Chef?
But actually, I used to be in PR.
Hi, is that Ruth? I hope it is. This is Guy. What can I say? I'm a normal bloke. Like the outdoors, old movies, just kind of long afternoons, fireplaces, and big hugs. You've probably had tons of calls. Your message is great, by the way. Kind of mysterious, but warm. Anyway, cheers.
No, hold on. Oh, how would you repeat the message?
Hi, Ruth.
Oh, Hillary. I was just on the phone. That's why I had the phone in my hand. I was just on it.
Having a phone call?
Hillary, when you go out with someone, do you tell them you're a barrister?
How do you mean, when you go out with...
When you see someone, do you tell them?
No, I don't normally tell them I'm a barrister, not if I just see them, a person.
No, I mean, do you tell someone when you start a relationship with them?
Oh, when you start a relationship? Oh, no, sorry, that's a different question. I wouldn't know.
Oh, do men just have so many preconceptions about it? As soon as they find out you're a barrister, they expect you to have all these male characteristics. You know, to be argumentative.
Oh, that's terrible.
To be highly articulate and overly intellectual. When they get scared off.
Well, I don't know. What about that bloke Steve? He liked the fact that you were a barrister.
Well, yes, but that's because he was a Category A prisoner. He lost interest after his appeal, remember? Do you think it's dishonest not to tell just this time?
I couldn't say.
I just want a normal date for once. Mm. And when you tell them you're a barrister, they always ask the same question as if it's original. How do you defend someone you know to be guilty?
Actually, I was wondering about
that. I've got to tell you. I've done this really brilliant thing. Well, it's a bit mad. It's just a laugh, really. Well, I've joined an introduction agency.
Oh, I thought about doing that once, but, I was too shy. Then I found this fantastic agency for people who are too shy to join an introduction agency. Introducing introductions. You send in a form and they introduce you to an introduction agency. John, is that us you're wearing slippers?
I told you. People like to make themselves comfortable for these long cases. Now, where's my Walkman? Oh, Vince, I never know which way the tape goes in.
I put the last of the lever arch files in Council's Row, sir, next to the tea's maid.
I didn't know you liked country and western.
I don't really, but Joy bought me the complete Kenny Rogers for our anniversary. Her territorials love it, apparently, and, well, I have to listen to it. She asks questions, you see, fairly detailed ones.
John, how are you?
Oh, dandies.
Sir, don't be drawn in.
I won't, I will. Look, Vince, you make this thing work. Vernon! How lovely to see you.
You look very well. You've lost a lot of weight around the eyes.
What?
Mr. Ames, I'm Hilary Trippin. I'm acting for one of the subcontractors.
And you know Vincent by Clark?
Yes, vaguely. Well, two members of your chambers. That should make it a tad more interesting, don't you think, John?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, 4 months in front of His Honour, Judge Risby. Surely we can liven things up with a wager or two.
Oh, that absurd infantile game you possess in thinking's clever. Really, Vernon, I thought you'd have grown out of those kind of schoolboy pranks.
Well, you're not still smarting after my last victory.
No, I'm not. As a matter of fact, I actually do happen to think that justice deserves a little more in the way of dignity than senior barristers trying to get silly words into their speeches.
I've got it to work, sir. You hadn't pressed the button marked play.
Howard County. £500 says I can get any word or combination of words you care to mention into my opening speech.
500 and I get to choose.
Sir.
But I get to choose. I could give them a Welsh one. You know, their word for bread. It's bound to have at least 15 syllables.
Remember last time.
It was just unlucky. He must have been the only judge on the bench who knew what that was in rhyming slang.
It's too dangerous for you, sir.
All right. No, Vernon, sorry, not interested. Matter of principle. Sorry, you may not be familiar with that word. It'll be in your dictionary between prick and primate.
Come on, John, you get to choose. You'll never get a better chance to beat me. I'll take the bet from any one of you.
You know, you disgust me. I said that Forecourt Buildings isn't...
Sir, would you mind if I made the bet?
What? Excuse me a minute, I'd like to have a word with my clerk.
What are you doing? I thought you were the one who didn't want to get into this. I didn't want you to get into it. I think I've got his number, though.
What are you going to ask him to get in?
He said any word or combination of words. Entire cast of EastEnders. Can't be done. It's safer this way. If the judge finds out that I bet him, the only one who gets into trouble is Ames.
Yeah, well, there is that. Yes, okay. Very well, Vernon. My clerk will bet you that you can't get the entire cast of EastEnders into your opening speech.
All right, I'll take it.
Good. £500 says you can't do it.
What is EastEnders?
Brilliant start, Vernon. Tell him what EastEnders is, Vince.
It's a soap opera, sir. I'll write all the names down for you.
Ruth?
Oh, I'm not ready to order yet. I'm waiting for someone.
I'm Guy.
Oh, Guy, hi! Hi, Guy. I'm Ruth.
Shall I,
Oh, yes, sit down, please.
I bought you some lilies. It's a bit of a cliché, I suppose. I'm sorry. I just love the shape, the elegance and the scent.
Oh, no, they're lovely. Oh, I mean, you shouldn't have. I mean, why, Guy? Guy, why? Oh, sorry, I'm doing it again. You see, so many words rhyme with Guy. Yes. You don't really think about it, do you?
It's going to be difficult to say bye.
Well, it's a bit early for that. I mean, I definitely like it.
I'm not that emotionally attached. Yet.
God, these things are awkward, aren't they? I don't know what to say. Jobs, I guess. I'm a landscape gardener. What do you do?
You know, I was just thinking, people always do that, don't they? What do you do? What do I do? What's your job? What's my job? Why don't we just concentrate on us?
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, it's stupid to think that you know a person because of their job, or you know the job they do because of the way they behave.
Oh, absolutely.
Are Signora and Signorina ready to order?
If it please you, might we be permitted 5-minute adjournment before we're granted our final order?
What?
Oh, nothing. I'll have the minestrone.
Yeah, why not? Me too.
2 minestrone.
Can we have a few more minutes before we decide our main course?
Of course.
Okay, you're right about jobs, but, you got me intrigued now. The way you spoke to him.
What did I say?
No, it's more the way you said it. You did something like...
Nursing. I'm a nurse. Yes, that's what I do.
Oh, right.
There. I said it.
2 minestrone?
Oh! Ow! God, you burnt me!
Oh, sir, I'm sorry. Please, let me help.
It's all right. My companion's a nurse. Oh, Ruth, this is really stinging. What do I do?
Sue them. Negligent and... You are a local visitor in these premises.
My leg's burnt. Oh, what do you normally do when someone gets burnt?
Normally? Well, it doesn't happen that often. So I'm on paediatrics mainly, you know, old people.
Well, you must know what to do practically.
Oh, right, yes, I do. You just sit still and I'll go and get the names and addresses of some of the people who witnessed this.
Mr. Ames?
With your honour's leave, I was in the process of closing my opening speech.
You were closing your opening. Mm. Yes, I remember.
Very well.
It can't be done.
You sure?
He can't get the rest in. Not now.
I grant you, your honour, that the defendants had their fill. There is not a mark, not a trace, not a dot on these site plans. It sounds pat to say there has been a tiff between the parties, but no, it's far fouler. To be frank, these plans have been butchered.
Bollocks.
It's not as if it's difficult. I mean, did you see Judge Risby? He's as bored as the rest of us.
He's not as bored as I am.
I still think it's too risky, sir.
I honestly don't think His Honour Judge Comatose would notice if he got up and recited the charge of the Light Brigade in Swahili.
John! Hilary, Vincent, I think I got them all in. I may have mentioned Ricky, Bianca and Gianni DeMarco twice when I was addressing His Honour on the question of the reinforced steel joist. Sorry about that.
It's quite all right, sir. 480... 500.
Thank you. What was the name of the programme again?
EastEnders.
I shall have to watch an episode, see if I got the pronunciation correct.
Mate. Yes, sir, that would be enormous fun.
John, surely I can interest you in a little flutter now you've seen what a lamb Risby is.
Well, what do you have in...
No. Now, I'll make it easy for you. No cast list. I'll choose a short combination of words for you to get in any time you're on your feet today.
How many times do you have to be told, Ames, we're not interested in your silly game?
What are the words?
Henry.
No, I'm not going to do it. I just wondered what the words would be, theoretically.
£2,000 says you can't get the Pirates of Penzance in before the end of the day.
That doesn't sound too hard.
Vince, what do you think?
Oh, you know what happened last time you tried.
Two of those charges were dropped at the disciplinary hearings. £2,000.
What if you get excited like last time?
What, one little punch?
And you did promise Mrs. Fuller Carp.
Oh, yes, you're right. You're right, it's stupid. Sorry, Vernon. You can forget it. You might find this kind of thing amusing. Our chambers finds it rather distasteful.
Oh, very well. But the offer stands, and, well, let's make it... 3,000, shall we?
Let's make it 3,000, shall we?
A bit oily, isn't it?
A bit. If it didn't exist, the price of crude would collapse.
Welcome to the Claret Knights Introduction Agency. If you wish to check your first date box, press star now. Following a first date, each attractive, like-minded datee has 2 days within which to call the date box to indicate that they would rather not continue to date the attractive, like-minded datee who they initially selected. To check for A, rejections, by any of the attractive, like-minded datees you have dated, press 1 now.
Okay, here goes.
Your date box is empty.
Yes! Yes! Oh, come on, Ruth. Oh, you've just got to believe. Of course he hasn't rejected you. Why should he? You're an attractive, like-minded nurse. What have you just got to ring?
Claret Nights.
Oh, right. Well, I went on a first date with this guy.
Was that the funeral director with the halitosis?
No.
Only we've had trouble with him before. He's a lovely fella, but I've told him people don't like going to the pictures in a car that size.
No. You see, the thing is, I checked my date box, and it is 2 days after the date. I was just wondering whether he's contacted the agency directly to cancel any further contact.
I don't think so. If there's nothing in your date box, he's still interested in seeing you. We do make that clear.
Are you sure he hasn't contacted you directly? Maybe through solicitors or...
No.
Oh, Mrs. Garrett. Oh, it was from the solicitors, wasn't it?
Ruth? It's Guy.
Oh, Guy, hi! Hello! How are you?
Oh, okay, thanks. We're getting better. They were pretty good at St. Thomas's.
Oh, I've been really worried about you.
Oh, thanks. I was worried about you, too. You know, fainting in the ambulance.
Oh, yes, I'm fine now. I'm tired. All the, you know, the nursing. Look, you probably haven't had time to call my date box, so if this is to say that you do...
No, well... I'd like to see you again, if I could.
Oh, no, that's fine. I understand that you don't want to see me.
No, I do want to see you. Well, I need to talk to you.
Well, you need to... Oh, when? Where?
Well, what about tonight? After work? Say, 6:30 at the bar next to the restaurant?
Oh, fine. I've got a case of rubbing alcohol to deliver to the neonatal unit. It is for the babies to rub in a bit, stop chafing. I'll see you at 6.
See then.
The facing bricks to the external walls are covered with a water-resistant polyurethane protective to both front and rear aspects.
John.
While there was no apparent evidence...
What? Have you finished with the travel scrabble? It's my turn.
Oh, yes, here you are. I did it. 1 point.
I'm so bored. Do you think that other barrister's nearly finished?
Oh, I don't know.
Do you think he's nearly halfway through?
You asked me that 3 minutes ago.
Sorry. Wouldn't it be great to take 3 grand from Ames?
Oh, Hillary, you're being so immature about this. I mean, I'm perfectly capable of not thinking about that bet. I really don't see why you can't.
What's that you keep writing in your notebook?
That refers to an entirely different £3,000. Oh, give me back that travel scrabble. I can see where to put that consonant now.
£7 says the next time the judge goes for the water jug, he uses his left hand.
That's... He's clearly left-handed. You saw the way he carried in that car blanket.
I'm going to take Ames's bet.
You know, Hillary, I'm surprised at your lack of self-control. You just seem addicted to this absurd game. I mean, I'm prepared to help you beat this thing.
Are you?
Yes. £5 says you can't stop yourself betting with Ames.
Yes, Mr. Tripping?
Yes, Your Honour. As I was saying, if, hypothetically for the moment, there was a change of user of the building to business use, let's say, for instance, to a pie shop...
Yes?
The rates, or rateable value, would no doubt in theory rise... And in those circumstances, if, for the sake of argument, there was an infestation of ants within the premises caused by the pies, and the infestation was eliminated by one or other of the new pest control methods by trapping or penning, and then poisoning said ants...
Yes?
The pie rates of penned ants would be...
Sound point upon which perhaps to adjourn for luncheon.
£3,000! I'm not going to be the only person in this case who doesn't make money.
It's not as simple as that, sir.
Simple? He's not a judge. He's a slot machine. Apparently he can't stop paying out in silver dollars.
Sir, I beg you not to do anything rash.
Why don't you shut up? I've listened to you throughout this trial, and what have I got? Diddly squat.
I just think he's done all of this to sucker you in.
What, lose £3,000? Oh, yeah. Vernon Ames is a complete bloody idiot. Don't you see he's there for the taking? You know, Vince, this is why you live in Essex and I live in Surrey. Vernon!
Jock!
Look, Vernon, I haven't taken part in any of these games.
I know, you found them trivial, and in truth, I think you have a very fair point.
Yes, yes, they have been trivial, but that's because the amounts have been so small. I mean, well, if you really want to play, it should be for proper money, not just trivial amounts.
No. I think you had it right earlier. It cheapens the whole judicial process.
Well, I think that was right earlier on, before you lost that money to Hillary. You see, that, in a way, was an injustice, and I feel very bad about that, being his head of chambers. So I'd like to offer you the chance to win it back from me.
No. If I were to make another bet, it would have to be for a very substantial amount.
Yes, well, that shouldn't be a problem. How does 10 grand sound?
Sir.
Shut up.
What about your brief fee?
Sir.
40,000.
Okay, let's play the game. I choose one word, just one. And you've got to get it into a submission on the brickwork rendering without the judge noticing.
One word? Well, why not make it a bit more challenging?
Cunnilingus.
What? we didn't say anything about those kind of words.
No, we didn't specify, did we?
Ruth.
Guy.
Ruth. I've got something to tell you.
Oh, what? Darling.
I'm sorry, I couldn't do this on the phone in that absurd date box thing.
Oh, no, they're horrible, aren't they?
There's no easy way to say this, but, well, the thing is, I'm still getting over someone at the moment.
Oh, you mean a relationship? With a person?
Yes. I probably shouldn't have joined the introduction agency, but I just felt that when it ended, I had to get back out there, you know, and I'm sorry.
Oh, it's okay, you see, because I quite like waiting anyway. So I could wait, and I'd probably quite like it.
It's a long story. It's just that my last girlfriend was a barrister.
A barrister? You mean in the legal sense?
Yeah, they're just so... Oh, I don't know.
Oh, but nurses can be quite like barristers.
Oh, no, don't get me wrong. You do a great job. I've just got this thing. I used to ask her how she could defend someone she knew was guilty. Ask her. It was fascinating.
Oh, guys, look, this sounds mad, but I am a barrister. No, really, you've got to believe that.
Yeah, that's the nurse in you, trying to pretend just to help. I'm really touched by that. But, you know, I think I'd better go.
No, Guy, I really, really am a barrister, really. No, I didn't want to tell you because, well, with most men, it just turns them off. They feel threatened.
Are you serious?
Yes. And now by telling a load of lies about being a nurse, I've actually found a guy called Guy who likes women barristers.
This is incredible.
I know, Your Honour.
Great. I mean, we've got so much in common.
Well...
No, not only that, but... I told a lie as well. I'm not a landscape gardener. Actually, I'm in public relations. But that's not important. Tell me, how do you represent someone who you know is guilty?
Mr. Fuller Carr?
John? What's spork? There's no such word.
Well, he's some sort of bird.
I've never heard of it.
Well, I challenge your spork.
Vince, give me the dictionary.
Mr. Fuller Carr.
Shut up. This is my last chance to win the bet. Yes, Your Honour. I wonder if I might address you on the somewhat tedious and indeed uninteresting matter of the front elevation rendering.
Ah, yes, indeed. Front elevation rendering. I was wondering when someone was going to get to that.
Well, I can't pretend that it's a fascinating subject, Your Honour. Indeed, it's one that rather makes the eyes shut and a drowsy numbness mask the senses.
After all, Mr. Fuller Carr, rendering of any type to any brick fascia is scintillating stuff.
Is it? Really?
Mr. Fuller Carr, have you read Rise Beyond Rendering? I spent 14 years working on the subject. I shall hang on every word.
Oh, will you? And do you have to? I shouldn't if I were you. Ames, you knew about this.
That's pure conjecture. You took the bet.
Mr. Fuller Carr?
What?
I'm waiting.
Oh, I'm sorry, Your Honour. Right. Well, if one looks at photograph
407B1 in box file 37F.
Oh, it's 37D, for goodness sake. I remember the photo distinctly. Look at that mortar. Mostly sand, just 1/9 cement dust. Magnificent.
Yes, well. Right, if one were to cast a casual and leisurely glance above the concrete plinth, one might feel one's eyelids closing. Slowly closing. Gently closing.
What are you talking about?
Sorry, Your Honour. I was saying simply that the late Edwardian brickwork is clearly a traditional 9-inch solid construction. They perhaps present something of a convent.
I hesitate to interrupt my learned friend, but on this side of the court we were having a little difficulty hearing. I wonder if he might enunciate a little.
I didn't interrupt you.
I wasn't whispering.
I agree with Mr. Ames. Speak up, man. The brickwork presents something of a conundrum.
In the sense of a canoe-like pattern just visible above the lintel.
I'm sorry, Your Honour. I was trying to take a note of my learned friend's submission. Might I ask him to repeat that last sequence of words?
I really hate you, you know. I have to say, Your Honour, I really don't know quite what intervention my learned friend is going to come up with next. Frankly, his cunning lingers on and on and on and on.
Sir, that's it. You did it.
What? Be quiet.
You said it. You got it in.
You're right.
I did. I got it in.
Your Honour, could my learned friend please repeat?
No, that... Mr. Ames, you most certainly couldn't.
Thank you, Your Honour.
I heard him quite well.
Perhaps this might be a convenient time for an adjournment, Your Honour. I was rather hoping to go to the bank this afternoon.
I am not a fool.
No, of course not, Your Honour. You're a judge.
I know that you've been playing a game.
A game, Your Honour? I doubt you.
I will not have these proceedings trivialized. I advise you in the strongest possible terms to be frank with me.
Frank? Yes, okay. God, I knew this was stupid. Yes, I was playing a game. Well, it was a bet. What an idiot. I was foolish enough to think that I could get the word cunnilingus into my speech.
Mr. Fuller,
to think I could pull the wool over Your Honour's eyes. Things haven't been going all that well at home recently. Not that that excuses anything.
Mr. Fuller, Carb, I am deeply perplexed.
Yes, Your Honour, I'm sorry.
The game I was referring to was Travel Scrabble. Tell me what exactly is cunnilingus?
It's a kind of spork, Your Honour.
You've been listening to Chambers, starring John Byrd, James Creed, Sarah Lancashire and Jonathan Kidd, with Jeremy Clive, Simon Greenall, John Rowe, Ben Crowe and Emma Clark. Chambers is written by Clive Coleman and produced by Paul Schlesinger.